Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We did take possession of a tethered drone through the contract that we signed with Axon. And I want to discuss it for a couple of different things. It was an approximately $50,000 investment that was funded entirely through the New York State Law Enforcement Tech Grant that was built into the Axon contract. So this tethered drone, and it can fly in some weather that typical drones cannot fly in. Our SWAT team is comprised of numerous drone operators. They are licensed pilots. We keep them housed within our SWAT team. The drone, the tether drone, can go up approximately 125 feet. It is ground powered. It can fly as long as we have ground power. So there's a typical drone can fly 30, 45 minutes, depending on the size of the battery. It has to come down and charge. What's nice about this is we are going to have this year parked in the middle of the crowd, typically in the spot where the older eye in the sky, the SkyCam tower, would go up. It has infrared capabilities. It's a high-definition camera. It can be raised, lowered, monitored, moved around. It's a significant investment. We took delivery of this along with a lot of the other equipment through that Axon contract that we signed on December 20th. I walked into headquarters, and a lot of the tasers, this and some other pieces of technology were delivered. They were getting all that set up. Why do I talk about that date and the importance, and you're all going to get a copy of this? About 12 hours later from the time we took delivery, officers in A District had responded to Mercy Hospital for a missing person. Initially, all the information was not completely clear, but a short time later, it was brought to our attention that this was a missing vulnerable person, someone that fits in the category of some disabilities that they walked out of the hospital on. Last witness shows that the individual walked into Cass Park. If we recall, it was cold, it was snowing, definitely freezing temperatures. That activates a different type of response from our department, getting out and setting up a command post and making sure that we cover all bases. We have a creek that runs through there, a Casanova Creek. Brought out a lot of dangers in that kind of temperature. We just took delivery of that drone. We deployed the drone. It was driven down there. It was driven behind the pool area. The drone was launched and using infrared capabilities within the matter of a couple of minutes. They were able to identify an anomaly, a heat source through that infrared that led one of our drone operators to walk directly to that path. And we located this missing vulnerable person who was, I'll say, hunkered down on some on the ground with some leaves and was beginning to be covered with snow. Immediately got an ambulance, were able to walk him out of there and get him the aid that he needed. We may not have found that individual in time. Within 12 hours of taking delivery of this new tethered drone, it already proved its effectiveness. So, a lot of discussions on drones. We want to make sure that, they're used responsibly, but there also is a life-saving mechanism to drones and how effective they are, and that proved its effectiveness right off the bat. Again, I thank New York State for the Law Enforcement Tech Grant and the ability to use for that.